There is a superbloom blanketing the deserts of the Southwest. It's just what it sounds like, dazzling desert flowers brought on by California's heavy rains. And people are lining up at the Anza Borrego Desert State Park in San Diego County to see the evening primrose, desert lily, sand verbena. Larry Hendrickson is a botanist at the state parks, including Anza Borrego. He's here on Skype. And Larry, we're hearing it's the most lush the desert has been in a decade. What are you seeing?
Well, it is a very good year for the bloom. We had substantial rain this winter, and most people think of it as spring wallflowers. They're actually winter annual flowers. The main one that we're seeing out in the north part of the park is the desert sunflower, beautiful golden daisy, just a field of it. The dune evening primrose, the beautiful white primrose, popcorn flowers, a little tiny white-flowered annual. You just have to explore the area.
And by the way, talk about these are annuals. They're also called ephemerals, ephemeral because they're fleeting. And what happens? Like they're there in the ground, but the seeds don't sprout until there's a rain?
That's correct. Ideally, a little bit of fall rain to break the dormancy of the seeds. Of course, because of the harsh conditions in the desert, many of these plants are adapted to these conditions, and so they wait until conditions are just right for them to germinate and flower. A lot of folks come to the, to Borrego Valley, which is a great place to visit. But the park is huge. It's over 940,000 acres, extending all the way from about a mile north of the international border up to Riverside County. It's a really large park.
Well, we're reading reports of the first sighting ever of Bigelow's monkey flower, sand blazing star, purple mat. They all sound gorgeous. And are people surprised? Because as you've explained, these seeds are there. They're just waiting, sometimes years, for the right rain. But it's the desert. And we normally think that it only gets about 5 inches of rain a year.
We had substantial. I don't know the exact numbers, but we had substantial rain this December and in January, and it triggered a really beautiful bloom. I think everyone is excited. We've had several dry years.
What does this mean for the ecosystem? Caterpillars, beetles, everything else in the ecosystem?
Well, it is. It's an amazing combination of plants, insects, animals. We have also a hawk watch. The Swainson's hawks migrate through here. They consume the caterpillars that also are consuming the plants. So it's an interesting and really unique ecosystem here.
Well, and these flowers will benefit the caterpillars, the beetles. However, the caterpillars and the beetles will be part of why they're going to disappear. Now, we said that they were ephemerals. They are fleeting. They're also going to get eaten. So how long will this last?
It depends. We've been having some rather warm weather recently, and that is going to trigger the plants to bolt and to produce seed and then go dormant again. People come down here, and it's just spectacular right now along Henderson Canyon Road, north of Borrego Springs. The desert sunflower is just fields of desert sunflower and the dune evening primrose. It's just spectacular right now.
Wish we could be there. Well, the closest thing, there are websites we'll link you to, and also there's a wildflower hotline. But I understand people are coming from, several states away, so I hope you all continue to enjoy it. That's Larry Hendrickson, botanist at the Anza Borrego Desert State Park, where there is a super bloom. It's a colloquial term, but we love it. Larry, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.